You go first.
All right, man. I'm going to start off with Michael Bennett. I ask.
What are you doing?
You are Bush League. I really want to like you. Your stances on social injustices, social issues in general, make you someone I want to support. But every time you step on the field, you are unsupportable. Even your head coach doesn't support you at this point. Because when you go at players' knees during kneel-down plays, you remove all doubt that you're a jerk. Especially this season, and especially this weekend. The same week you have arguably the league's MVP this year, Carson Wentz, go down with the season-ending ACL injury. We have you diving for a football being snapped right at the front of a center's kneecaps. It led to a fight, which led to fans throwing stuff at your teammate, which led to your teammate trying to jump into the stands to fight a fan. None of that happens if you don't act like a Bush League loser. Pete Carroll said this week he hated the end of the game, said he never wants his team to play like that, specifically saying what Bennett did was wrong. If you're in the NFL and your coach doesn't have your back for on-field stuff, you are wrong, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the entire medical staff of the Houston Texans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? 2017, as cognizant as we are, or supposed to be, about head injuries or concussions or CTE or spines or necks, with 84 different replay angles, timeouts, play stoppages, you idiots watch your quarterback get hit so hard he's got some kind of a seizure or neurological episode, and after he briefly joins the wizard behind the curtain, greenlight his return to the same game. Not only should you all be fired, you should have your licenses, if applicable, pulled. The man just got drilled so hard he's barely conscious and convulsing on the ground, writhing. And you ask him what day it is or if he can count two fingers and be like, ah, cool, here's your helmet, get back out there. WTF is wrong with you, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Willie Taggart, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, we all understand, people in the media, even people like us who talk to people who cover the teams, we all get it. You aren't going to tell us the truth in every aspect. There's an art to it, to working around the truth and not giving us everything. But your art is basically finger paints and stick figures. Not only did you lie to all of us in how you were leaving Oregon, but you made everyone look like jerks for asking. Saying stuff like, come on guys, I thought we were better than that, and repeating lines you said at both Western Kentucky and South Florida is crap. You sound like an ass. And then when your players came out and said you lied to them, it gets worse. Troy Dye tweeted that you sat in front of him, his dad, and his brother, whom you were recruiting, and lied to all of them in their living room. Then, when asked about it on SportsCenter with Michael and Jamel, you told them you disagree with what the players said and you were completely honest. I gotta say, normally I would side with an adult over a kid in arguments like this, but you now officially have a track record of lying to everyone. It's totally understandable as a person to take a job that is better for you and your family. We all get that, but I would say definitively that this bridge is burned for fans. Taggart laid a fantastic groundwork here, but as far as fans and some media are concerned, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, as our esteemed friend from Tennessee said last week, as we asked.
What are you doing?
Coconut up.
Yeah, boy.
They
didn't hire Lane Kiffin, though.
To members of Conclusion Jumpers Anonymous, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know it's my favorite club. As a game is taking place, they offer more hyperbole than Bill Walton. This guy's the best. This guy's the worst. This is the end. Nothing logical, nothing reasonable. So as last night's Dolphin-Pats game moved along, I heard multiple people on Twitter, should New England have traded Jimmy Garoppolo because Brady suddenly looks old and doesn't have it? One game. On the road, without his top weapon, two interceptions, didn't convert a third down, but were already throwing the goat out with the bathwater. Just threw for 350 yards and three TDs against Oakland, four TDs a couple of weeks back against the same Dolphins. He's Tom freaking Brady. It's one game. Keep it together, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You ever been to a volcano? To Stan Kroenke, I ask.
What are you doing?
Here's a microcosm of how well things are going since this bag ripped the Rams out of St. Louis. On one end, they're really good on the field. Sean McVay, the youngest coach ever, might be doing the best job of coaching in the NFL this year. Jared Goff justifying the first overall pick they used on him. Todd Gurley's great. Defense is good. They lead the NFC West. On the other hand, basically no one in LA knows about it. For one, they play in the Coliseum, which is way too big for an NFL team. So even if they do get a lot of people in there, which they don't, it will always look empty. But the worst example of this is last week's Eagles game. Fox was doing their big pregame show from there, and because Los Angeles has the worst NFL fans in America, they had to do something to get people out there. So Fox put out a casting call to get people to audition to play the role of Rams fans during their pregame show. Literally casting directors trying to get actors and models to act like Rams fans during their broadcast because they knew they wouldn't be able to find any real ones anywhere. Included in the casting call was a link to request tickets as well, but when you clicked it, it redirected you to a page where you could just get free tickets for not doing anything. Hiring actors to be fans and giving away tickets to a game with a 9-3 team versus a 10-2 team.
Oof.
Moving to LA was brilliant, Kroenke. You suck, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Historically, it should be pointed out that even when the Chargers and Padres are good, you always got a lot of opponent fans there because the weather's so great and it's such a great trip. Traditionally, that would be a destination. Finally, to the powers that be at Cooperstown, our Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, I ask.
What are you doing?
So the guy retires. It's 15 years to gain the necessary 75% of votes to make the hall. Then if there's a legit oversight, the Veterans Committee is there for backup. Not enough? Now we have a special panel of players, writers, managers, and executives, 16 in all, to add more people who could not convince the originals. Look, the fact that Marvin Miller or Jack Morris were not in, and Miller is still not, is a farce and proves people have agendas. I don't get it, but this just waters down the place of Ruth Mays and Clemente. Maybe the baseball writers or vets committee need to pull their heads out of their self-righteous rear ends to avoid this desperate measure, as we ask.
What are you doing?